Ever since Baltasar Garzón became one of Spain's youngest ever High Court judges in 1988, he has rarely been out of the headlines. During his career, Garzón has gone after money launderers, Basque terrorists, corrupt politicians, and even members of Al-Qaeda. Most famously, he issued a warrant for the arrest of Chile's former dictator, Augusto Pinochet. But Spain's best-known magistrate could now see his career at the High Court come to an end due to his attempt to investigate the deaths of over 100,000 civilians at the hands of dictator Francisco Franco during the 1936-39 Civil War and its brutal aftermath. No one had ever dared open such a probe before. A 1977 amnesty law, passed after Franco's death, supposedly protected those involved in any atrocities, and with politicians from left and right cooperating to usher in a new democratic era, the divisive events of the past were purposefully forgotten. Garzón's investigation itself was a symbolic move more than anything. All the suspects named in his summary of the case were dead. The purpose of his probe was to show that Spain was willing to come to terms with its violent past, like Argentina, Chile, or South Africa. He also sought to locate mass graves across the country, containing tens of thousands of bodies. Garzón eventually passed the case on to local courts, which took it no further. But the damage had already been done. A far-right wing group filed a suit against Garzón, alleging he had knowingly violated the amnesty law. Garzón insisted he acted correctly, but the case flourished, and the judge now looks likely to face trial and be barred from the court for up to 20 years. For the 54-year-old, this affair could effectively end his career. The charge critics most frequently have levelled at the son of a petrol station attendant is that he enjoys the limelight. He likes nothing more, they say, than to be photographed purposefully striding into the High Court with his trademark black leather jacket and bouffant hair and the documents of yet another major legal case under his arm. Right-wing politicians and media frequently attack what they see as a power-mad, vain man interpreting the law to suit his needs and cutting corners as he does so. Writing in El Mundo newspaper, Pedro Cuartango said, "Garzón's entire career is a complete nonsense. He's one of the worst judges Spain has, and his judicial reports reveal his pathetic intellect." Garzón held a junior ministerial post in the socialist government of Felipe González in the early 90s, and many claim he's a socialist puppet, constantly digging up dirt on conservative politicians. But away from the cut and thrust of politics, Garzón seems a less divisive figure. Spaniards from across the political spectrum acknowledge his tireless work locking up criminals. A poll published by La Vanguardia newspaper showed 74% of respondents believed Garzón should not be suspended. Many believe he is the victim of a witch hunt, provoked by his pursuit of powerful, corrupt politicians. Pedro, a butcher from Madrid, says, "I like him because he has always fought for justice. He's an extraordinary person. Look what he's done in the fight against ETA terrorism." Having been indefinitely suspended until his trial, Garzón has taken a job in The Hague, advising the International Criminal Court for the next few months. There, he will be able to help investigate the kinds of abuses that the judiciary seems determined not to probe in his own country. For World Report, this is Guy Hedgecoe in Madrid.